The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
An external review of the Road Safety Authority encouraging, amongst other things, an increase in driving licence and car testing fees and hiking penalties for dangerous road users in order to expand the budget of the RSA. Michael Healy-Ray is an independent TD for Kerry and he's with me now. Michael, when you look at kind of increasing road deaths and the dangers on the roads, does it make sense then? It will in some people's minds to increase the budget of the RSA so they can tackle it.
No, it will not. Because what the RSA will do is what they've been doing with a long time now, and that's spending extraordinary amounts of money on adverts and on what they call campaigns. I'm after doing a study on their campaigns, and I'm going leaving this with your newsroom people because it's actually frightening reading. I've looked at over 300 campaigns that they've been involved in and what they actually cost. So I'll give you an example of one campaign. That was the Lose Your License, Lose Your Independence, which was a very controversial campaign.
Oh, with the young lad getting piggybacks around, yes, and stuff.
Now, that campaign cost just short of 1 million euros. Now, the 30-kilometre campaign, which they ran, that cost 819,000, again, just short of a million. Now, that was a great ad if you were from Clonakilty, because it was actually more like a Bord Fáilte, a glorified tourism advert for the town of Clonakilty than it was anything to do with road deaths. Mm. Now, the one thing that I always say in every debate that we have about road safety, I'm so sorry for every family that has lost a loved member of their family, and a person from a community to die on our roads is the worst thing that can ever happen. But throwing money to the RSA and saying to them, off you go now and do more fancy adverts, spend more money, which I have an account for here, of how much each campaign. I can't go into them because there's 300 of them. But I'm leaving.
But maybe they work. You know, the advertising industry is a multi-billion euro industry because ads work.
No, you see, they had one campaign where they clearly stated they wanted to bring it to zero deaths on our road. Well, I'm very, very sorry. But our deaths on our roads are not decreasing in the way they should be, quite simply because of a thing called the law of averages. There are so many cars. One time if you went outside a house, there was one car. Now you go outside a house, it's not. You think there was a station or a party on in the house because there could be 10 cars, but every one of those cars would be actually attached to that house. There are more and more people on our roads. The population is increasing. So yes, there is going to be more traffic. And again, sadly, the law of averages will dictate there will be accidents, fatal and non-fatal accidents.
I know,
accidents.
But the zeroed road death thing, is that not more something to aspire to rather than being a realistic goal? And it's a noble aspiration.
No, but well, if it is, they're failing, and they're failing miserably. And what I would rather to see the RSA doing, some of the 22 million, which is what they've spent over the last number of short years, since 2019 actually, they've spent 22 million. I would rather see this being compared with the local authority's budget that they get for road safety schemes. Now, a road safety scheme could be to improve a dangerous junction where there's recorded by the Garda Síochána, who are the people who have to go out to these accidents and see firsthand what happens. We should be tackling those dangerous junctions. We should be putting lighting at dangerous junctions. I know of umpteen of them in the county that I represent. So rather than spending millions on research and on ads and on directors' fees, and this is actually a gravy train. And when I leave these with your reporters in your office, I would like to see somebody go through what I've gone through. And all they will see from this is people taking money to, it's actually a business, this whole advert business and these campaigns, or the RSA are doing a new campaign. What is the good of that campaign?
I would say that's unfair to say it's a business. I mean, there's advertising companies, obviously, who have to turn a profit because they're operating out in the free market. But the RSA is not making money out of this. It's not a for-profit organisation.
Well, it's a 22 million spent.
It's actually a broke organisation, according to this report today. That's the problem.
And of course, they want more money than that. Who does they want to hit? the hard-pressed motorists, the people who are waiting. I've people every day of the week on to me. They're on a list waiting to be called to do their driving test. My goodness, what are the RSA doing? I've asked them over and over and over again to stop attacking our motorists. Because what do I mean by that? They always want more additional increased penalty points. When the penalty point system came out first, it was welcomed because people said, yes, this was very structured. It was for a set number of offences and it was going to be a set amount. Now, literally, if a person makes a couple of mistakes, you could be off the road in one day. Now, anybody criticising me would say, oh, well, sure, look, he's talking about breaking the law. I'm not. I'm talking about the shooting of a fish in a barrel syndrome, where you were driving into a town and all of a sudden, parked, hidden, very nice and tidy, along a row of parked cars, you have the speed van. That's not proper speed detection. That's catching somebody who's a couple of miserable miles over the kilometres over the limit, and all of a sudden, they get 3 penalty points. And I mean, people, our motorists, instead of being encouraged, what the RSA are actually doing is demonising and terrorising them in the way. And like, you leave in All Ireland, for example, and you're heading to Kerry. You might meet 7 speed vans. Why? They're strategically placed there to catch the fellas that are leaving Dublin. It might be late in the evening after a match and they say, oh, well, we'll get people that aren't used to being in Dublin
now,
all the time.
Maybe they would say, we'll get fellas who are tearing back to Kerry because they want to have a pint in the Healy Rays down in Kilgarvan.
Well, you see,
before they close,
a critical person could say
that. You might say
that
they never close on Ireland final night, but that's another issue.
A critical person could say that. But on a serious note,
no, but it's a serious point. Like, I mean, they might say, look, people will be speeding, and Michael might not like it, but if people are going to be speeding down the road because they want to get back for celebrations or to watch the Sunday game or whatever it happens to be, and they're going to break the speed limit, we're going to catch them.
Well,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
We're going to have to disagree on one thing. When I see the amount of campaigns, and it took a bit of putting together now to get the actual figures, I can stand over every one of these, and the amount of money that's behind each of these campaigns, it's frightening. And you're telling me it's not a business? I'm afraid it's a serious business, and somebody is making serious money out of the RSA campaigns.
Stay with us. I want to go briefly to Dominic Brophy, who's on the line. He's a director of the Professional Driving Instructors Association. Dominic, what do you think about increasing the budget for the RSA?
Well, I agree with some of what Deputy Healy Ray is saying there. The RSA is wasting money, and we would agree with that. But I wouldn't agree when he's saying that, you know, the poor motorist, when he's talking about people that are, they're offenders on the road, you know, they're speeding, they're driving dangerously. So, yes, they should be fined and they should have penalty points on their licence. So I wouldn't agree on that point. But we do agree that the penalty point system has to be looked at. And I do agree with Deputy Healy Ray that it is wrong that somebody on a, say, a 50-kilometre road that does 52 or 53 gets the same fine as somebody that does 80 or 90 on a 50-kilometre road. So we believe that penalty points should be graduated and the fine should be graduated depending on the fee.
Do you think the RSA is fit for purpose, Dominic? A suggestion kind of from some... Now, Michael hasn't said it in this interview, but I've heard people suggest it's not fit for purpose in the past.
Well, as a driving instructor myself and somebody that represents driving instructors, we do have quite a struggle to deal with the RSA. Are they fit for purpose? You know, we find it difficult to say that they are fit for purpose. We had a situation there last year where we were getting the waiting times down for driving tests and we were getting under control, and the RSA was using the same old excuse about COVID. And what happened then when they started to get the figures down? They laid off 40 driving testers. And a couple of weeks later, they advertised for 30 driver testers. Now, it takes money to train all those new testers when they've already trained them. So that, along with what the deputy was talking about there, about the expenditure on some of the ad campaigns, and that's another example there of the RSA wasting money. So I can't give you a categorically definite answer as to is the RSA fit for purpose. I would rather say that the RSA needs to improve a lot.
Michael, it kind of to sum up some of what you've been saying, it's not your contention we shouldn't be spending money on improving road safety. It's rather that give it to local authorities to improve the conditions of roads and work like that rather than money for ad campaigns.
Well, of course, rather than talking about it, go away and do something about it. In each of the counties, there are accident black spots. There are dangerous junctions. There's places where we need new pedestrian crossings, traffic calming measures in urban areas, and general infrastructure issues on our roads that lead to safety hazards. So, I mean, in 2024, Kerry County Council, for example, only received €500,000 to progress schemes in Kerry. Compare this to the €2 million that the RSA has spent this year so far on advertising alone. Wouldn't they be better off to go away and do a bit of work rather than talking about it and paying people for spin and for ad campaigns? And the final thing, is the RSA fit for purpose? If they were doing their job right, when a young boy or a young girl wants to get on the road and when they want to go away and get their licence and all of that, they shouldn't be waiting endlessly for it. And to the mums and dads and grandparents who are driving young people who want to work, you know, we like to get people working.
Yeah.
We like to encourage young people to work. To do that, they need to move. We don't have public transport in all parts of Ireland. So when those people want to get on the road and we want to encourage them to go driving, we want them to get their independence. And to do that, they need a thing called a licence. If the RSA were doing their job, everyone had a licence, they'd have it in time, give up the ads, do the job you're supposed to be doing and spend some of the money prudently and not wasting it on ads and campaigns and big media spin.
Michael Healy Ray, Independent TD for Kerry. Dominic Brophy is Director of the Professional Driving Instructors Association. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.